Rachel. Oh, there you are. Hey, it's Justin Nemo, and I wanted to wish you a happy 42nd birthday. All of your friends at the Multiverse Rangers podcast informed me that it was your birthday and that I needed to come on here and say a little something something. Hey, you're a big Power Ranger fan? Guess what? Me too. I got a few things on the wall. But, very important here, happy 42nd birthday from me and the friends of yours at the Multiverse Rangers podcast. Let's rock it!
Welcome to this podcast. It's a fan-based podcast made for your enjoyment. We are in no relation to Boom Studios, Saban, Hasbro, or any makings of the sort. We do this because we love it and because we love all you. Enjoy the show. It's Morphin time.
Previously on Power Rangers Multiverse, our heroes defeated Mega Mike and Roller Beast, even with the two of them working together. The Ranger power was too much for them to take on. Will the Rangers be able to beat King Mondo, Lord Zedd, and the Dark Rangers, as well as all the other evil that surfaces? It's time to suit up, Rangers. Let's finish this.
Episode 25. Riz, Lisa, and Dr. K, A Birthday to Remember, Part 1. It is time for a big surprise at base. The whole team is planning a big surprise. Today is the birthday of the leader, second in command, and Dr. K. But there is a mysterious new threat. How will the base work this out? Stay tuned and find out. At the CC lookout, Jahia, Trish, Rocky, Chris, and Becky are the first five team members awake for a change.
Hey guys, Riz, Lisa, and Dr. K, birthdays is coming up. We need a plan, something for them.
I agree.
He will look over at Trish and smile.
That is one job I know we can do well.
He would interlace his fingers into hers.
I looked into the system. It's also Lisa's and Dr. K's birthday as well. Why don't we plan something? Plan a shared birthday.
Yeah, and knowing you, Rocky, thinking about food as always. This day, they won't forget.
An excellent idea, Rocky. This is why you are one of the geniuses of the group.
Whatever you need, Rocky, we are here at your disposal.
As that's being said, Jet walks up to the group as he overhears the plan. So, who can be strapped to the theory that everybody else sets up?
I have an idea, Jack, that I actually took out of Chris's playbook, and I think it's crazy enough that it just might work.
Oh, am I thinking what you're thinking, Jahil?
Jack, we're going to need you, Randy, and Raphael to distract Dr. K, Riz, and Lisa by taking them out for a bit, let's say.
He looks over at Chris to make sure he's not missing anything.
Don't worry. Everything will be fine. Besides, if I did miss something, I know Becky has my back. Right, my love?
Absolutely. Everything will be just fine. Trust us.
As the members are talking low to not alert Rias, we see Randy and Lisa in the training room as Randy is blocking Lisa blow for blow.
Not bad, huh, senorita? These months of training have paid off with my reaction time.
Keep going, rookie. And you'll go for a wall again, but you recognize time has improved.
And Randy begins to walk out of the training room, but is hit by Lisa.
¿Qué pasó, señorita?
He looks at Lisa.
What was that for?
Don't think I've forgotten about last time, rookie.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That was good times.
Yeah.
On the nearly abandoned space base, a mysterious figure sits on a Monochaku's throne.
So, Anmaku, failed to destroy the Rangers and yourself were destroyed? No surprise here. We heard the old saying goes, if you want something done right, do it yourself.
A figure walks out from the shadows and is shown to be Lord Zedd.
The Rangers think they have seen the last of me. Well, they got wrong.
Yes, Zedd. I think they would be pleasantly surprised to see us.
Hang on.
Cut.
Meanwhile, the team is setting up the base while Lisa, Rias, and Dr. K are out on a date with Raphael, Jack, and Randy.
Okay, guys, put the cake on the big table, right over there.
Okay. Hope the party turns out good.
I know it will. Just have patience.
Let's just get to work. We don't need to procrastinate any longer.
Them and James move the giant cake to the large table in the middle of the room just as a large portal opens up as they receive a message from Billy and Cam about the birthday celebration. Through the portal emerge the legendary Rangers from all of Ranger history. I'll bring out my best dance moves for this.
I'll be happy to help set the decorations.
And we brought a cushion chocolate.
It is the smoothest chocolate in the galaxy. Ninja and NinjaCon walk up to the alien rangers and greet them.
Welcome, you legendary rangers, to our multiverse.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. I hope you enjoy the party, too.
I love the tech here.
This will be fun. I'm proud to be a Power Ranger today of all days.
Lucitarian is the first to run up to the Turbo Rangers and greet them.
Turbo Rangers. Welcome, old friends. Lucitarian. So, this is where you've been. Making more Ranger friends? Can't have too many Ranger friends. Wow, this is cool. So many Rangers. I love to see them all morph just for a photo.
Hey, maybe we can all morph for the birthday girls.
Oh, wow. Aye. Who's next to come through? I'm so excited my circuits might explode.
Wow, Rangers. Nothing but Rangers as far as I can see. It's a little overwhelming.
So many Rangers, so little time.
Wow, this place is huge.
Downtown, this is a special day for all of us too.
Leo! Long time, my friend. Good to see you again.
It's good to see you as well. Remember when we teamed up with all the other Red Rangers to take out the Machine Empire's remnants? I remember, Leo. Hey, go mingle around. I gotta go and make sure everything goes off without a hitch, but it really is good seeing you guys.
Greeting all of the Legendary Rangers, Arjahio and Chris.
Welcome, Rangers. I hope you enjoy your time here. I'm Chris, and this is Jahil.
Thank you, Chris. I'm sure we will enjoy our time here.
The decorations, if you'd like. You're quite welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Feel free to explore the base, or to give a hand with the decorations if you'd like.
That sounds like fun. I'm going to have a look around.
I'll join you. See you later, gentlemen.
There are more Rangers here than there were with all the Red Rangers teamed up. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, yes. All these Rangers make for a technical advantage. What do you think?
I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
I will go help Diana from Lightspeed. She set up the decorations. Someone could do some work around here, and you two look like you two look like you're awestruck to do it.
I mean, can you blame us, Jen? Look at this place.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on their date, Rias, Lisa, and Dr. K are enjoying the company of their boyfriends.
Enjoying our time together, but we should still have to watch our backs just in case.
Yeah, I agree, hon, but at the same time, I am also enjoying myself.
Lisa, you look so stunning today. I'm glad that we've gotten this time together, senorita.
I'm happy about this time too. But we have to be on our guard as well.
Dr. K, you look beautiful. Just curious on why you chose me out of everyone.
Of every multiverse I've been to, you are the only one that had the courage to step up to me. I admire that.
Suddenly, Lord Zedd appears in front of them and slashes at them.
You don't stand a chance against me.
Zedd, or shall call you Ed. You did not accept my challenge. You never faced the Guardian before.
Oh, really? And it's Zedd, not Ed. You beauty rangers. I will destroy you and your dumb team as well.
Oh, great. I thought when we beat Daishi and his gang, we'd be done with this nonsense.
Well, Eddie, you won't stand a chance against my sister or me.
And trust me, they don't run from a fight, and neither do we. Vamanos.
Randy gets into a fighting stance, ready to fight Lord Zedd.
We shouldn't call the others, but let's take care of this walking zombie.
No, there's only one monster. I think we can handle this guy.
I am sick of these games. I'll end you myself right here and now.
It's morphing time.
Narration, please. The six morph go into battle. Rias does a chop block to knock Zedd off his feet.
Oh, you pesky power brat. you pay for that.
If you want the payment, then don't forget the change, dummy.
Give me a second. After Randy said that, he punches Lord Zedd in the face.
Eddie, your payment is coming one way for a wall.
So then Randy run up to Lord Zedd and do a running power kick on him.
I'm surprised you don't use what's left of the brain you do have, Hermano. Oh wait, you don't have one.
The kick knocks Lord Zedd back far enough that Rav and Dr. K can use their range attacks. Both Dr. K and Raphael draw their blasters and fire at Lord Zedd.
I will destroy you, Rangers.
Really, Eddie? How many times did you get your butt handed to you?
And how many times have we beaten your monsters and you never win?
I will squash you. You want to be pirate? You as well, baby dragon.
What, that's that theory, Zedd?
I call. I call upon the power of the dragon sword.
She gets hold of the dragon dagger and starts to play a tune. As the tune is playing, the dragon sword wakes up and starts to come out of the sea. And Zedd retreats into thin air while growling to himself.
I'll be back.
Now that brainless villain is gone. Shall we regroup and replan? When
Greg back at the face.
Like a good idea.
I agree
with that one.
Yep.
Back at base, the rest of the team is setting up for the surprise. Meanwhile, on the space base, the mysterious Fang figure is angry.
That brainless hatwit failed to destroy the Rangers again! You just have to wait. The time will come when all will not be well.
The figure explores the base and studies every detail.
What? It looks like Zedd left this place in a sorry state. It doesn't matter, because I'm here now. I won't make it easy. And it will be heck to pay for everyone involved in the piss. Enjoy your rest now, Rangers. Soon horrors will face you unlike any you have seen before.
The figure sits on the throne, looking down at the earth, laughing. To be continued. Will heroes be able to enjoy their birthday celebration? I sure hope so. Will they be able to overcome the new threat that awaits them?
No, they won't.
Yeah, I got money on it.
No, they won't.
No evil will overpower them.
That's what you think, Rangers? The Dark Rangers will roll!
And they find can try, out.
But they won't stand a chance against us!
Shrazo, get back and making some more monsters right now!
And as for you, you mutt, why don't you put a cork in it? Go get a bow! You're trying to sneak up the place!
Get to work, pieces of shit!
They got the ability to morph into even a monster. No one will ever take them down. The power lies on their side.
Previously on Power Rangers Multiverse Rangers. The party guests were arriving and Rias, Jack, Lisa, Randy, Raphael, and Dr. K were attacked by Lord Zedd. What awaits our heroes now? Tune in to find out.
Episode 26, A Birthday to Remember, Part 2. The mysterious figure glares at the planet and looks through the base for any monsters to use.
Now, let's just see whom we have yet to use here.
General Havoc, Tropical Storm, and Hyper Hurricane walk up to the mysterious figure, follow their own army of minions.
Send me, you powerful one.
Don't worry. He's a mute weakling. Send me instead.
The master would be a fool to send either of you. It's obvious that I am the strongest for this mission, and you both know it.
Oh, really? How many times did that mutt beat you?
How many times has he beaten you?
Silence!
You retreated.
Silence!
Apologies, my liege.
I'll send all of you down and an army of what's left of this foot soldiers down with you. And don't fail to... Don't come back!
He sends the three generals down with a herd of Renshi. And they travel to the planet.
Go now! Spread destruction! In your wake. In the name of the Machine Empire!
As Rias, Jack, Lisa, Randy, Dr. K, and Raphael are walking along signals to the others, subtly to start shivering.
Jack, if you're getting cold, maybe we should head back to base. I mean, it will be no good if we get sick.
I'm fine. Just got a little chilly suddenly.
This date has been nice, but Randy, we need to get back to base and finish off our training session.
No. Not yet. We still have a nice evening ahead. I say let's go watch a movie. What do you guys think, Jack, Raph?
Looks towards Raph and Jack.
You know, that sounds like a great idea. Maybe a science fiction movie?
How about we should watch a martial arts movie? Maybe it could help Sensei Lisa with her training?
Ready, Rookie, you think I need to watch a martial arts movie to train?
Think so. You always want to train. This movie could help you with new skills.
Yes, let's do it.
Gets happy as he hears Randy's suggestion.
Really, Lisa, you want to go back to train on our birthday of all days? Just enjoy the time out.
As they're heading to the theaters, the three generals along with the Renshi appear a few blocks away, sending the townspeople running and screaming. What is going on over there?
It looks like we cannot catch the movie just yet. In fact, we should call the team. Let's put them through some walls.
Jack then calms the base.
Hey, we could use some backup. We have three uglies here and a whole lot of Renshi to go around.
Chris answering the comms.
Chris here, Jack. We're on our way. Rangers, we need to regroup and join Rias. Suit up, full power. Let's go, Rangers. It's Morphin time! Let's rev it up! Shift into CT! Oh, now here we go. Time to Guardian up. Guardian Morpher, activate. Guardian power, rise up. Guardian alert, Green Ranger. Ay-ya!
Galactic Ninjetti powers.
And now it's time to guardian up. Guardian Morpher, activate. Guardian power, rise up. Guardian of light, Gold Ranger. Hiya!
Beast Doll, Okami Blue. And now it's time to guardian up. Guardian Morpher, activate. Guardian power, rise up. Guardian of Shadow, Black Ranger. Hiya!
Magical Source, Mystic Force.
I always enjoyed watching Tammy morph. She's amazing, just like her mom and dad.
Wow, Ninja Access. Now, let's add some Guardian power to this. Guardian Morpher, activate. Guardian power, rise up. Guardian Lightning, Yellow Ranger. Yeah! Titanium, emergency.
Wolf Pride, Fury, activate.
Agent Source, Legend Force, Pink Ranger, yeah!
Go Samurai, Overdrive, Accelerate, Light Speed, Rescue.
Now it's time. Samurai Storm, Mystic Force, ha!
Dino Charge. Energize, Unleash the Rage!
Let's up and have to stay decorated. Decorating the base as the others have teleports to Rhea's location. Fully morphed.
Ready, guys, to send these villains back where they came from.
Yeah, Rhea's, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right, Multiverse Rangers, let's do it.
Right, be on your guard, Rangers.
Dark Wildzords, arise.
I read your files, Inaku. You don't work well without a host.
You think you're all so smart.
Oh, God. Who ordered the Bonehead? Really? Like, you have room to talk, Bonehead.
Randy attacks Rito and a handful of Ridgies, while the rest of the team takes on the others. Lisa's talking to Zenaku.
You ruined our date. You ruined our birthday. Big mistake. Now you're going to pay.
Let's send this monster walk, shall we?
James gets up fighting alongside Lisa. Some putties and group of Reggies try to corner Dr. K. Rath.
Shall we tag
them,
Dr. K?
Sounds like fun, Raphael. Let's do it.
Let's show them our dance moves.
Take the lead on the counterattack.
Roger that. A large group of Reggies decide on Jack and Randy and Sam.
Oh, man. Who invited the ugly ones?
Oh, guys. These angry turkeys are ruining everything.
I don't know, but they're leaving the same way they came in.
William Reyes, Jahil, Kina Rhodes, and Kiva are fighting off another group of Frenchie.
How dare you attack on my birthday?
To be honest, I just hate that we keep getting attacked.
I know, right? We need a plan, though.
We need to think of something.
I don't blame her for being pissed, guys. I'd be ticked off, too.
The team pushes Inaku back and looks like Reyes' team has the upper hand.
I won't back down. Bring it on, Rangers.
Oh, boy. Eddie will not be pleased. This isn't over, Rangers!
Three of them lower their weapons, crossing them. A power wave begins charging.
Shall we take care of this? This is the end of you, Rangers.
The charge power shoots out a massive blast, sending the team dodging for cover. After they recover, Alex runs towards the three monsters and kicks Master Org in the chest, separating the three of them.
It's over. Take this!
Tammy ran up alongside Alex.
Let's show them what we can do.
As the three monsters are knocked back again, they look at each other.
I think it's time we use our secret weapon.
That's fine by me. Let's do it.
Quit talking. Let's do it.
Then, Epigrum appears in a storm of thunder and lightning.
You now can call me Grum, and you'll be smeared under my feet, you disgusting ranger pests.
Grum then grows 50 feet and blasts the rangers.
Rangers, call your zords. We need extra firepower.
The ranger zords descend onto the battlefield, and the rangers hop into them while the ones already in them go distract Grum, buying time for the others to hop in their machines as well.
Rangers, let's go.
Got it, Lisa.
Time to show them who they're messing with.
This was supposed to be a fun day out. Let's take this creature down. Right behind you guys.
Let's do it.
Time to show them some power of good magic.
They picked a bad day to attack.
Let's show them why.
Let's finish this.
Besides, their chances of winning are a big zero.
So, what do we do now? Oh, and also, that was a good one, Doc.
Let's combine all of the swords together.
All the rangers combine their swords to defeat Grum. They start swinging their swords and get ready for the final strike.
This is not over, rangers.
That's what you think. Let's finish this, guys.
All together, multiverse slash. Grum goes back into the containment cards.
So, we're going back to base of what?
Six of them walk back to base. As they do, Blue Centurion, who was keeping watch in tower, spots them and goes downstairs.
Everyone, they're here and they're coming. And now, hide quickly.
Everyone finds a spot to hide and Trish hits the lights. As Riaz and the others enter, everyone jumps up and screams,
Surprise! Happy birthday!
Jack, you put all this together without us knowing?
Yeah, and everyone pitched in to make your birthday special.
Brandy, I'm gonna put you for a wall!
Hey! It was Trish's idea. She just added the triple date thing, and gotta admit, I kinda liked it.
Well, I guess I can't stay too mad. I mean, look at all the work you did to pull this off.
Dr. K then slaps Raphael in the back of his head.
You know about this and you didn't tell me.
Ow! I didn't want to spoil the surprise, but anyways, let the party begin. Woo!
Look, Spencer made cookies.
And you won't be disappointed, and it smells so good.
Yeah, it does. I can't wait to dig in.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's party like it's 1970s. Woo!
Okay, we're never born in 1970.
So what, Numbskull? Have a good time. The party begins and everyone is dancing and eating and having a wonderful time. The Blue Centurion and a few of our rangers are dancing. Standing by the punch bowl, looking a bit lost. slaps himself. Randy then slaps himself.
Come on, man. Get it together. All you need to do is ask her. If she says no, she doesn't feel like dancing, then you accept it. But torturing yourself like this won't help anyone, so get it together.
Jack, Zach, comes over to Randy.
Hey, Randy, Amano, you look nervous. Could it be you're afraid to ask her to dance? You just gotta breathe and trust in yourself. I learned that lesson the hard way.
Is it that obvious, hermano?
Yes, it's all over your face, dude. You got this, bro.
Jack pats his back.
You're already dating Lisa, so the hard part is over. She likes you, bro. You've got nothing to worry about.
Jack pushes him over to where Zach is.
Oh!
Bust a move. Zach busts a move.
You have to feel the rhythm. It's all around us now. Go get your girl.
Zach pushes Randy over where Lisa is standing.
Thank you, Jack and Zach. I need that pep talk, but we're going to have a talk about this when we're done.
Randy goes over to Lisa while Jack looks for Riaz as she returns to the Great Hall in a nice black and gold outfit.
So, Riaz, what do you think about...
He becomes speechless from seeing her in her outfit.
Saisa, what do you think?
She does a little twirl, showing off the dress to him.
I'm going to steal a line from Randy and say, Mamacita, you look amazing.
Why? Thank you, Jack. So, are we going to dance, or are you just going to just stare at me all night?
We can go dance now.
Lisa, there's been something I've been meaning to ask you.
Yes, Randy.
Lisa sees he looks nervous and puts a comforting hand on his shoulder.
Lisa, we've been together for, I don't know, almost a year, maybe two now. And I've been dating for about half of that. Just get it over with. Lisa, may I have this dance?
Of course, I've been waiting for you to ask me.
Really? Sweet. Let's dance. And he can show me some moves.
Right, Randy smiles and jumps with joy.
Yes.
Sure, Randy, I'll show you what I got. I can do on the dance floor.
They head, both Lisa and Randy head to the dance floor as Lisa shows Randy some moves.
Lisa, I was wondering if we can make things between us official.
Just spit it out, Randy.
Oh, fine. Jeez. I was wondering if you would like to be my girlfriend.
Yes. I would love to now. Was that so hard to do?
No, not really.
Jahil sees his brother Raphael with a worried look.
Hey, what's wrong, brother? You look worried about something.
I was wondering why is Dr. K taking so long? I'm starting to get worried.
You know how they are, man. You know how women are, brother. They always take their sweet time to get ready, but it's always worth the wait in the end. Trust me on that one.
Just as Jahil says his comment to Raphael, Dr. K walks in with a beautiful black and silver dress. Wow.
You're looking for me, Rock? And what do you think?
Holy mamma mia! Gorgeous. It's so beautiful. It's messy up my brain. Dr. K walks up to him and kisses him. On the lips for him to calm down.
Raph, you goofball.
Oh no, not again. He faints and Dr. K starts laughing. A few moments later, Lou Centurion comes out of the kitchen with the largest cake anyone had ever seen.
Oh, this cake is a delectable creation. A strawberry and cream sponge cake with a cream cheese frosting in between layers. There are 15 layers. A big cake for an even bigger celebration. I topped this cake with a mix of sliced strawberries and raspberries. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Zings! The happy birthday song and cheers when the birthday girls blow out their candles. Woo! The birthday girls cut the first slice. Woo! As the slices get passed out, everyone goes back to the dance floor. The party continues late into the night. Soon, everyone goes to their rooms to sleep. The party is sadly over.
Oh, man, I don't know about you guys, but that was one epic party.
All our heroes be able to send their friends back
Happy birthday to you, Ranger.
Stay tuned, Ranger Nation.
Oh, really?
Power Rangers, Multiverse Rangers, the party was a big success. But now it's cleanup time. Oh, great. We have to clean. Ugh, I don't want to.
Why are you doing that, silly boys, bro? Come on, man. We got cleaning up to do.
Come on, let's get the bird.
I'm reading. Now go sweep up. Please, and go take a shower. You sure stink.
Smells like a good idea.
Yeah, I think after last, I think we can use one.
Well, Mr. Shatner, you're needed.
Yeah. Power Ranger, Multiverse. Episode 27. A birthday to remember. Part 3. The team is cleaning up at the base from last night's extravagant party. But then suddenly lightning flashes around and thunder cracks through the room, sending everyone to cover.
Wow! What is happening?
Who was that surge of power that just wailed us?
Honestly, I had no clue. I just want to clean up and relax.
I'm with you on that one, Alex.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Suddenly, the ground begins to shake, and all of a sudden, windows in the building throughout town start to shatter, leaving massive gusts of wind into these buildings. And a large light hangs from the sky. Within the light, this is a figure that looks like a giant insect, but from a different multiverse. Yeah. He descends and touches in the middle of town.
Greetings! Hope you don't mind me dropping in!
Drakina, what are you doing here? You were banished a long time ago.
Master Gold, still as bossy as ever, I see. After you and the other masters exiled me to the farthest reaches of the universe, I will destroy you all.
You're just a bug. That needs to be squashed and going for a wall.
Oh, God. Not more monsters. Especially not brainless ones like this one. Mina, Fea, you mess with my girlfriend, you mess with me. I've seen dog turds prettier than you.
Oof. Randy then steps up to Trichina.
You frame my boyfriend, you attack us on my birthday, you going full wall. You chose the wrong set of sisters to mess with, and I will send you back to space where you came from.
You really picked a bad day to come here, Bug Brain.
Like you have a say in the matter.
At that point, Trichina sends a shockwave, knocking Randy and Jack back, giving them unconscious. As their eyes glow and strain.
You will pay for that, you insect!
All you're doing is bugging us. It's time we take you out and exterminate you.
Yeah, what he said, you won't call it freak. Hey, does anybody have some bug spray?
Well, looks like Jack and Randy are back to normal. So, yes?
Yep. Does everybody know what time it is? Okay, rookies, it's morphing time.
Everyone then morphs for this amazing battle.
Not you again. Yep, it's me. Did you miss me? You again? You're just a cheap copy. You got this, Lisa. Let's defeat the darkness together.
Suddenly, Rheus gets blasted by Dark Rheus.
Oh, great. It's you. Oh, well, thank you. That wasn't a compliment.
Just then, Goldar swoops down, attacking Jaheel and Raphael.
Come at me, Rangers. It's time to fly.
Oh, boy. Now we gotta deal with my dark side and Monkey Brain over here. Great. Hey, Monkey Boy, I hear there's an exhibit open at the zoo. You should try out.
Hey, who are you calling Monkey Head? I'll destroy you.
Hey, Monkey Boy, over here. As for you, I'm going to end you and destroy you, you wannabe dog. Yeah, hey, also, the zoo called. They're missing pest control. It's more.
We'll show you.
Bring it on, Monkey Boy. Guardian Power! Wise up! Guardian of Fire! Red Ranger! Guardian Fire Spear! Hiya!
After today, there will be only one Ranger standing.
I gotta thank
you. Then growl.
You've helped me embrace my darkness.
His eyes soon glow red.
Now it will destroy you. Guardian Power, rise up! Guardian of Shadow, Black Ranger! Guardian Nunchucks!
Just then, Dark Billy and Dark Artemis attack Trish and Randy.
We meet again, Golden Boy.
Just then, Rheus throws Randy his SPD Morpher.
Thanks, Rheus. Let's make it for the last time.
You got your old powers back. They won't have a chance against me.
We'll see about that, won't we? Wolf for brains. SPD, emergency!
You got that one? I'll have this one.
Oh, it's a new ranger. Let's see how good you are.
Well, this new ranger is going to show you how good she is when I'm kicking your butt.
Yeah, you got her, babe.
Yeah, go for it.
Ivatox then goes after Maria.
Oh, look, another Power Ranger.
Yeah, and this Power Ranger is going to beat this wannabe diva. I agree with you on that one, babe. And she's going to go back to the ocean where she came from.
Just then, King Mondo and Havoc target Chris and Alex.
You hand over those golden powers to me, or I'll destroy you where you stand.
We skipped my line. That's okay. You're jealous of my beauty. There.
Not a chance, Buckethead. Besides, you need to break through Earth's guardian powers first before you even get through my golden powers. Hey, Becky, would you like to show them this royal regal tin can? Some guardian light power?
Guardian power sword! Hiya! Oh yeah, come get some of this blade.
Enough of this foolishness out of you. I'll finally get my revenge on you for destroying my family.
Oh, look at it. You little boy, are you sadly mistaken? Did you take a blow to the gasket?
Guardian staff! Hiya!
By the way, we didn't destroy your family. It was Rita and Zed's doing.
You'll pay for that!
Come on. Cry me a river. Your fight with me, Havoc.
You're mine, Avenger.
Bring it, Advent. William, Sam, run to help Alex and Chris, but are stopped by Rita Revolta and the Yellow Slayer.
And just where do you think you boneheads are going? See what I did there?
You're the one talking about boneheads. You're the biggest one around.
Oh, you make me so mad. You make me so sad. I'm going to enjoy destroying you.
You can try. See what you got.
I'm going to enjoy you, Rangers, one by one. Just like I did your friend here.
Let's see what you got.
Enough talk. Bitch.
Show us what your powers are, you wannabe ranger.
You can't even fathom the kind of power I just had to destroy you.
Just then, Yellow Slayer powers up by massive energy strike.
Saber to slash!
Meanwhile, Zach and James are fighting off the General's Hyper Hurricane and Tropical Storm when Master Org blasts them with lightning in the fighting area.
You should hear me, Bubbles!
Attack someone from behind and have others do your dirty work. You are nothing but a coward.
I fear nothing. It is the same issue. You should be afraid.
Upon saying so, Master Org levitates Jack and pushes him into a tree. James, with much rage, attacks Master Org.
You will not touch him again, you murderous monster. Guardian X!
You will lose every time with me, everything you will lose to me.
Oh, looky what we have here.
My magic says otherwise.
Time to show you some dragon power.
Such a puny dragon.
I'll show you, puny knucklehead.
Show me what you can do, dragon.
It's checkmate time, Korag.
Checkmate. You will fall.
Meanwhile, Lisa and Dark Lisa are fighting it out on who will defeat one of the other for good, and the other will get of her evil path once and for all.
Trying to put my dark side to sleep once and for all.
As the two of them are fighting, sparks are coming from each of their weapons. While clashing, Lisa gets one lucky crack at the mask, causing it to break, and the Dark Rangers get weaker just by a mere moment.
What was that? What are you talking about?
I don't know, but we can't let that stop us.
Good luck with that, dog breath. Try a breath mate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's press on. Oh, you're gonna get beaten.
The chances of us losing are zero. Time for you to go down.
The chances of us winning are 100%. By the way, I can see some fleas flying off of you.
Lucky shot.
Triceratops, how dare you?
There's more where that came from. I call upon the Falcon Saber.
As she holds her hand, the Falcon Saber appears and starts swinging at Dark Lisa, causing her to be on the defensive.
This is the end. It's time to end it. Once and for all, Falcon Saber, Falcon Slash!
As she powers up her Falcon Saber and slices through the mask, breaking it once and for all, the Dark Rangers disappear for good.
No!
No!
And disappear. As the Dark Rangers are defeated, and the villains have been driven back into a corner, if the Rangers are about to finish them all, the Rangers are soon knocked down as another finger figure with two wrist blades appears in front of them.
Not so fast, Rangers.
That voice. It can't be. Morgana? I thought you were contained. I lost half of my team because of you.
Isn't she one of the missing monsters from the containment cards like Grum was?
See, hermano. I lost my team because of her. I'm not losing you guys, too. We need to get her and Grum contained, and we need to do it now.
No problem. We are teammates and family out there. And family. How's family? Okay, team, let's get to work. Randy needs our help.
Agreed. Sam, let's show the sorry excuse of a sorcerer's apprentice why we're in charge of protecting the multiverse.
Let's talk about monster busting.
Really? James, at a time like this, you have to make a monster pun?
It works.
Guys, let's get busy, not focus so much on the jokes, guys. Please.
I agree. Let's finish these has-beens.
Well, you heard Trish. Let's do it.
Let's light them up. I'm sick and tired of my birthday being ruined. Enough with the puns, rookies.
Just then, Genji peeks his head out of the plant.
Ooh, I thought Queen Vanshira was ugly, but this one takes the cake.
Pops his head back in the water.
Oh, be quiet, you dogs. You can't begin to appreciate my beauty.
Since when did somebody call you beautiful?
Oh, jeez.
After that statement, Alex has a smile on his face. That's my girl. Just then, Rocky and Ken calm Rhea. Come in, Rius. Come in, Rius.
Go ahead, Rocky and Cam.
I'm sending you guys the turbo cannon and the power cannon. Hopefully they help.
Thank you. This might give us the advantage.
At that moment, Cam and Rocky both send both weapons to the team as the Ranger is ready for their ritual.
Steady, team. Ready, aim.
Right behind you, Reyes.
Right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
Fire!
Do it.
This has some recoil.
Mm-hmm.
Rangers together.
Just then, both weapons fire at the same time, clearing the battlefield of any end. The end? Maybe. Oh, will there be a season 4? Who knows? Stay tuned to find out. And may the power protect you. Also, this goes out to everyone listening. Thank you for your massive support. Joining and listening to our podcast. And this is in loving memory of our greatest mentor, Jason, a good friend.
That's
the U.S. in peace.
Thank you, Jason.
It's another one now, folks.
Guys.
I have a very special announcement. Rachel, sorry to cut you off. But by the time this airs, I just want to say we'll have been a very happy birthday to one of the best executive producers there is.
Yes,
happy birthday, Rachel.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Rachel.
And Dr. K.
Oh,
yes.
And
Dr. K. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to kick your butts. I put you very wolves!
Nope, you're
putting my Oh, you love us.
Happy birthday, boss. May the power protect you and may your wishes come true on this day.
Okay, I'll put you all through walls.
Okay, we got shout-outs. We got some shout-outs, guys.
Yeah, shout-outs.
Yep.
As this season is over, I want to give a... As we've had 3 seasons of interviews. One to David J. Fielding for season 1. DeFilippo's for season 1.
Yes.
Then season 2. Grim and Combat in the Grid.
Yep.
Yes, Mike Patron. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now for this season, Nakia Briefs and Jason Font. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, okay, listen.
You both are awesome.
We're also forgetting one more.
Yeah. Oh!
If I'm not mistaken.
Who is forgetting?
Nanny? They've interviewed us.
Yeah, they interview us. We haven't interviewed them yet.
Yeah, we have.
I shout them out.
Kind of.
Yeah, so another shout out to go to the CNIZer podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You got big things coming up with these guys. It's coming up soon. You gotta stay tuned. It's epic, it's huge. It's going to change the multiverse forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, thank you, Steve Cardenas, for giving us a shout-out.
Mm. And plus, Nikia.
And also, thank you to Justin Nemo, a.k.a. Zane, the Silver Space Ranger,
mm-hmm.
for wishing Rachel a happy birthday from the Multiverse Rangers podcast.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
I thought that was awesome.
Well, there is 5 people that is going to go through. There is 5 people that are going to go through walls, and I'm going to name them right now. This is Lisa, by the way. That's Bruce.
Alex. I hear Jahil, you need my help with Ginger. Let's go help him up.
Yeah. Let's go do that. But for some reason,
come back, you two.
Hey! You two are not going anywhere. Listen very carefully. Bruce, Alex, then Jahil, Randy, Jack.
What did I do?
And also, Raphael.
Speaking of that,
And there's gonna be Chris.
I'm sorry,
but these five knew about something ages ago, and Raphael changed it, let them know as well. So they still gotta get put for a wall.
Before we also go off, we got to make announcements. Our first one will be Rachel for this weekend. What's going on, Rachel?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We got the MCM Comic-Con coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I will be there Friday. And plus, I will be seeing a villain. Oh, my God. Guys, I'm in trouble. We got Ivan Ooze here in England. I'm going to have to...
Raisin Head.
Yeah. Yeah, got Mr. Raisin Head here in England all the way through the weekend. Also,
guys, unfortunately, I have to head off. Zordon is contacting me. He needs help at the base, so I'll be back.
Also,
you guys all later.
Yeah,
may the power protect you all.
Also, that there's three people. We got their announcements coming up for next month.
You want to start it off, Demi, or should I?
Oh, I got this. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, yours truly, Demi, and Chris, and his lovely wife, Becky, who will all be at Ranger Stop and Pop in June, Father's Day weekend. So, if you see the three of us walking around, on those days, you see us walking around, say hi. We will sign autographs for free.
Yeah.
Take photos for free. You got any questions for the past three seasons?
Yep. Talking about that. Maybe in about a few weeks or so, we're going to probably be doing a recap special. But we can't tell you when, but a recap special on all three seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's going to be large.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
What large monster has the multiverse not accomplished?
Well, true.
Right? Plus, hang on a minute. There is another announcement coming up. That is from Raphael.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be appearing at SuperCon July 30. And take a wild guess who's coming.
Oh, everybody knows that. He is
the OG Red Ranger. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Lee Scott, Austin St. John. And I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be looking for pictures on this guy, not to mention possibly a shout out.
And hopefully an interview.
Not just that, though.
Like that.
Guys, I've got to sign off. Got some stuff to do.
Yeah, okay. Not just that, though. Guys, if you see me up at the con, like Demi said, we give out free signatures to anyone.
She's got to go.
Here, guys.
See ya.
See ya, Red Six. Gold out.
As I was saying, you get free autographs from me and pictures, no charge, on the 26th. You see me.
And if you want any free autographs at the SuperCon or free photos, let me know. Also, I'll be playing as Lazy Lion, a.k.a. Cole Evans, the Red Wall Force Ranger.
Oh, yeah, send Chris everything that you want to send.
Right?
Just him. He's the crazy Power Ranger lover. He's a super fan. I'm just a fan.
Oh, not just...
Speaking of that.
Oh, speaking of not just that, though, I want to say that our followers who are following us now is growing.
Yes. Yeah.
We want to get higher. We want to get bigger.
Yes.
Come on, guys. Keep following. Like, share this, whatever.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. Tell your Ranger fans, friends, everything.
Too bad we can't do longer episodes. The reason why I say that is so you have more information, you know?
Well,
I don't know. It'd be cool. Because you guys are that good, you know?
You're good, too.
Well, yeah. I'm part of it, yes. Okay. But you guys are very good.
Well, we've been doing this for a long time. So, there we go. So, is there a special shout-out you want to give as well, Demi, or not?
Yeah, I got a few. Number one, Vietnam's a podcast. Gotta give them a few shout-outs.
We did.
Secondly, you guys shout out Dozier Studios yet?
No. Nope. Dozier Studios, we did not. Let's get that shout out.
Did you guys do Grimm?
Yep.
Yes.
Cool.
We never get, we never forget our man Grimm.
Combat in the Grid, our good buddy Mike Patrone.
We done that one.
Give a special shout out to our boss Rachel.
I know, I'm there, dude.
3 seasons.
Thank you, Rachel.
She's been putting up with us the 3 seasons. She hasn't lost a Saturday. We love you, Rachel. We really do. Go beat me up.
I think your YouTube ideas should happen. I really do.
I'm trying to interrupt you guys, but Jack, it's just really getting darker.
Yeah, I don't like that, but yeah.
Crickets.
Well, let's just say, will there be a season 4? Or will there not? Only time will tell.
Well, just stay tuned. There's a clue.
There you go, right there.
Yep. But we will get back soon. Like we said, there will be a special recap episode. On what we liked, what we disliked, and everything else.
We're gonna review it. We're gonna check back on how we did it, and we'll talk all about it. It's gonna be some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of seasons to get. We got a recap from season 1 all the way up to now. So guys, we want to say thank you for your support. That's a big shout out to you guys who's listening. Who's been supporting us. Also,
your continued support.
And did you say the audience? Because thank God for them.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep.
That's so cool.
So now we are going to end it on a very, very nice ending. So as it's my birthday, I want to say thank you guys very much.
You're welcome.
But I'm still gonna kick some butt.
That's fair. I think we earned that butt kicking.
We will catch you guys next time. Maybe for season 4, or maybe not. So.
And may the power protect you.
See you guys later.
Uh-oh.